In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The gospel of this blessed Sunday speaks about the Lord when he raised the son of the widow of Nain from the dead, and how he had compassion on this woman who was alone, and this was only her son. We see in the scene of the scenery of what we are watching today that the woman was followed by many people. And we read that and a large crowd from the city was with her. The people may be out of feeling also sorry for her and compassionate to her misery. They try to comfort her and go with her, saying a word of condolences. Actually, we have to understand that there are certain things that no one can do it for us. Even if we have the whole world with us, there is a certain limitations for what the people can afford, what they can do for us. Why we say this? Simply because sometimes we are so much consumed into being surrounded by a lot of people at all times. A lot of us even cannot withstand himself staying by at home by himself for 10 minutes. He has to be always busy with someone, doing something, chatting with someone on the computer, calling someone over the internet, calling someone on his cell phone. This is an activity that a lot of us are consumed every day in. But we have to know what exactly the people cannot do for us. The people cannot comfort us in times of great tribulation. What can those crowd do to this woman? They will go with her to the cemetery. Maybe they will say some good words. But at the end of the day, everyone will go back home, and this woman will go back home with no one whatsoever to be with her, living with her misery to the end of her life. Only the Lord who can comfort us in the times of our troubles. He is the only one who can save us from the trickeries and the snares of the enemy. Job, in his tribulation, he was surrounded by his friends. But he also uttered these words and said, I loathe my life. I would not live forever. Let me alone, for my days are but a breath. He was saying to those people around him, leave me alone. No one can tell me, can give me any kind of comfort to where I am at. We today, looking at this woman, the only one who was able really to comfort her, but by what he did, was the Lord Christ. In our tribulations, in our troubles, in day-to-day stress, don't look around you and try to seek consolation from the people. The people also have their own troubles. They want somebody to maybe help them and take care of them. Look up if you are searching for comfort. Always direct your prayers and your requests. Only wait upon the Lord to be your source of comfort and consolation. I wish we all learn how whenever in the time of troubles, when I run to my room, I lock the door, and I start speaking with the one who can really comfort me. We all need to learn how we get this consolation from him, not from someone, even this person is very close to us, but no one can really bear the burden of tribulations and trials with us except the Lord himself. The people also cannot pay the price of our follies. King Solomon says this very wise statement to all of us. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. And if you scoff, you will bear it alone. If you scoff, if you go unwise in your life, you will pay it alone. No one is going to pay it with you. My sons and daughters who find joy in spending hours with their friends over the phone. When your grades will go down and you will fail, God forbid, you will pay it alone. When you will ruin your future, you pay it alone. When we make unwise decisions because we, in a way, are going scoffing like what King Solomon is doing, no one is going to pay for it except ourselves. This is also something else that no one can do it for us. Even our parents have limitation in what they can pay for us. At a certain limit, they will just watch you paying a very big price. Missing up with your life, making bad decisions, accompanying bad people, getting yourself in trouble, at the end of the day, you are the one who is going to bear the consequences. You are the one who is going to pay for it in full. No one can do it for you. We have to be very careful in how we trust the people around us. I am not by saying this that we should detach ourselves from all the people around us and living alone. No. But we have to understand that there are certain things people cannot do it for us. One of them is no one can pay the price of our foolishness. We pay it ourselves. The bad decisions, we make them ourselves. Sometimes people make bad decisions when choosing a husband or wife. And then they come and say that my parents, the church, Abuna, all of those people advised me wrongly. I was a victim. I am sorry, this is not the case. This is your decision. When you came to the church choosing this particular wife or husband, this was your decision. No one can force you to do such a thing. And then, because it is your decision, you pay for it. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you scoff, you will bear it alone. The crowd around also cannot cause the dead to listen. Astonishingly, looking at the miracle of today, that the Lord, when he touched the coffin, he spoke to the man. And he said to him, young man, to you I say, arise. Lord, whom you are speaking to? This boy cannot listen. No, I can talk to him. As the Lord said also in the Gospel of St. John, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. He is the only one who can speak to the dead and they can listen to him. When I'm talking about speaking to the dead, I do not mean literally the people who are dead in the graves. But there are many people whom we care about, they are dead in their sins. They do not listen. And the parents sometimes, or the people who care about those people, keep on nagging and telling them how many times I have been calling upon you. If you are dead, you would even listen to what I'm saying. And sometimes we feel we are desperate. There is no way we can reach the heart of those people. How they cannot listen, how they do not understand. Don't lose hope. There is still someone who can speak to the dead and he can raise them up from the dead only by his words and his voice. He can order them and they can arise. Do not lose hope if you cannot speak to the dead and they do not listen to you. There is still hope in the one who raised Lazarus after even 4 days of his death. There is hope because the Lord said that an hour will come when all who are in the graves will hear his voice. The people around us cannot help us in this. All of your best friends, Abuna, the bishop, the patriarch, maybe will not be able to speak to someone who is dead in his sin and he shut his ears from listening, but still someone who can. And we have to trust that he is able. He can raise whoever, he can call the dead from the graves and they can listen and rise from their dead. The people also cannot cross with us the bridge of death and stand with us before the judge. This is also another action that every one of us will have to go through it by himself alone. Maybe at the time when we are to depart from the world, we will have 100 persons around us. Everyone will speak something good, but when it is time for you to cross, it's time for me to cross the bridge, you have to do it by yourself. When we are to stand before the judge, no father or mother or a husband or wife or children will be with you in order to support you in speaking some good words about you before the judge. This moment that will be very unique for all of us, nothing is like this moment. We have to always meditate upon this because we have to go through this by ourselves. It is better that we prepare ourselves and the judge, we will be reconciled with him. Otherwise, no one can intercede on our behalf in this fearsome moment. Going through this bridge and traveling to the other life, standing before the judge, this fearful an awesome moment, we have to do it alone. No one whatsoever, no matter how much he cares, can do it with you and take your hand and cross with you this bridge or stand with you before the judge and answer on your behalf. The people also cannot hurt us unless we hurt ourselves. This is what the Lord meant when he said, "And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do." Some of us are also very much concerned about what the people can do to us. They can hurt us. They can ruin our reputation. They can maybe put us in trouble. Sometimes we are so much concerned about how the people will perceive us, how they think of us. My brother and sister, no one can hurt you by any way or mean, speaking badly about you, maybe spreading rumors about your reputation, and maybe hurting your physical body. After this, they can do nothing. Don't think too much about what the people can do to you. No one can hurt you unless you will do it to yourself. This is something else also that we have to remember. So we should not be very much worried about others and what they can inflict upon us and our life and our finances and all of these kind of things. Always think that unless I will choose to put my hand in the hand of the devil, no one can hurt me. It is my decision when I go astray. At that time, people, yes, can hurt me. And above all, I will put myself in trouble before my judge and my father. So today, looking at this scenery, this woman walking in the street with all of people around her, people maybe was crying, mourning, but at the end of the day, the only one who was able to comfort her was the Lord Christ himself. The only one who can help us and be with us even when we do our bad decisions is the Lord Christ himself. He is the only one who can cause the dead to listen. He is the only one who can have mercy on us when we stand before him. He is the only one who has authority over our souls. Thinking of this, we have to make sure that we establish a relationship with him. We have to make sure that we are doing this every day. And there is kind of mutual friendship with the Lord, in whom we have all of our hopes, and in whom also we will be comforted and consoled and received and redeemed. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.